hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be if you're a UK-based seller selling in the US or in the UK. My name is Michael. I'm your host for the podcast. I apologise for being offline for a little bit. I've been moving house and I've been struggling with a heavy cold in addition to work. A lot of day job activity as well as lots of Amazon business stuff as well. I've just packed about 700 units of products off myself along with my girlfriend off to Amazon. So yeah, more about that in later episodes. So forgive the cold. I thought I'd better get on with helping you make sense of the numbers from Amazon ads, and that's what today's topic is about. As ever, guys, if you want the full experience, the full help that I can give you, then go along to the Facebook group, www.amazingfba.com/FB, F for Frank and B for Bertie, or F as in face, indeed, and B as in book. We now have just hit 150 members, so we're still small but growing fast. So now is the time to get part of that community while I can still answer your questions one-to-one, because once it gets above a few hundred, then I won't be able to, you know, keep track of all the various questions personally, although there's lots of collective wisdom in there as well. Now more and more people are starting to answer each other's questions, and with some very, very good responses as people gain in experience. So that's definitely a place to be. The other thing in terms of Amazon ads specifically, I would encourage you to use the videos that I produce for this. I've produced one for how to set up Amazon ads, which was also the topic of episode number 27 of the podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, you would want to listen to that first, probably, unless you've already set that up as ready. And to get the video for how to set up Amazon ads, just join our insiders club, www.amazingfba.com/welcome. And you can sign up for our email address list if you haven't already. Don't worry, I'm not going to spam you, but I just want to be able to stay in touch with you about new videos. I have just created a members area for members of the Amazon Insiders Club as well. It's pretty simple, but it's just you can get all the videos in one place at one go. So if you're a member of that Insiders Club, you will be getting an email with your password, your secret code. Please don't pass it on to anyone else. So that is something that I would strongly recommend if you want help with the Amazon ads, because it's easier to explain visually than on a podcast, but I will do my best today. Okay, the infamous Amazon ads. There have been quite a lot of questions in the Facebook group and a few requests to get a bit of help with this. How can I put this? Don't blind your own self with science, okay? Remember why we're interested in any of this stuff, right? The end result of all of this business activity needs to be profit, right? Or positive cash flow, which isn't quite the same thing, but is, you know, pretty strongly related. So let's just stick to worrying about profit, okay? The only reason to worry about all this stuff is to get profit. Sales is an important figure, but profit is where it's really at, okay? And that's particularly important to bear in mind when you're analyzing your stats for Amazon ads, because it's very easy. If you spend a ton of money on advertising and you reduce your product cost, unless you've really picked a duff product, and we all pick, you know, a few, and I've managed to pick one of my, I don't know, five or six products so far, is pretty much a dud, which is why I've got quite a lot of units left of it. I've done most of the normal things I do with it, and I'm selling 2 units a day at a slight loss. I just want the cash back out of the system. So we're all going to pick one of those, okay? But, you know, normally, my other products, I've got the experience that if you reduce the price, and if there's some kind of decent demand for it, you reduce the price, you up your ad spend, you will make sales. However, if your price is at break even or lower, you're going to make a break even or loss. But if your cost of goods sold, which is another question, if you don't understand about that, well, I'm going to do another podcast about that. But assuming you have some basic financial literacy now about your Amazon business, if your cost of goods sold, that is everything that is not overheads, basically, is at sort of break-even point, as soon as you add advertising costs to that, you're looking at a loss per sale, right? This is a really basic but important point. Now, that wasn't really drummed into me in my training when I worked with ASM, you know, Amazing Selling Machine, because they were just obsessed with getting sales, really, and everyone bandies sales figures around, and yeah, I guess so do I, right? But all our entrepreneurs do that, I guess. It's a disease we have. But the only thing that really is going to count in two ways is profits, right? In two ways, because either you are taking that profit and you're going to be able to spend some of it or use some of it to grow the business or both, or it will mean that you have a sellable asset, a sellable business, and that is basically a multiple of the profits, not of the sales. So I want to be totally clear up front. Why bother doing all this stuff? All we really want to know is the answer to one simple question, which is, what's my profit? Right? Now, of course, that's not the only reason we're doing this. We're doing this really to analyze the other key aspect, which is keywords. Keywords are the sort of life and blood of the internet, really, in terms of finding profit, you know, finding demand. Demand. So it's keyword-driven demand on the internet in general, such as in Google and on Amazon in particular as well. So what we really want to find, as well as whether products are being profitable with certain keyword campaigns, is which keywords are really working well, okay? So all we got to do really is go through things, find the keywords that are making us profit, and break those out into either new Amazon ad campaigns or we up the spend on those keywords. And we also take those keywords and go back to our listings and optimize our listings for those keywords, okay? Basically being the title and the bullet points. By the way, don't worry about the description anymore. That is no longer gone through by Amazon search algorithm, okay? So don't worry about the description. Okay, so let's see the wood for the trees. You want the answer to two questions. What's my profit for the product, basically, or the profit, and which keywords, when I advertise on them, are most profitable? And then which keywords do I need to emphasize in my listing? That's basically the two questions that we are looking to answer when we go into Amazon stats. Now, as I say, this is the basics. That's not to say there aren't many more sophisticated things you can do about that. And for those who can cope with it, and I hope that's going to be me as well, I've got a very sophisticated PPC expert that I'm now in touch with who's doing Amazon and is a member of a mastermind that I'm now a part of. And hopefully I can get some more sophisticated information from him. The simplest may be just to interview him for you guys, right? If that interests you, then let me know on the Facebook. Okay, so that's the overview of the overall thing. So why do it? A couple of technical terms, right? First of all, we've got ACOS, which is advertising cost of sales, which is basically the advertising divided by the sales. For example, if somebody clicks on the word whiteboard marker and you spend, say, $2 a click, and it takes 5 clicks for them to buy on average, then you spent $10 per sale. And if you make $20 a sale, then the advertising cost of sales will be $10. That's your cost of advertising divided by $20, which is the sale that you made, i.e. 50%. Okay, so that's what ACOS means. Pretty straightforward, and it's a really, really important basis statistic. Right, guys, so that's the overview of the process. Then I'm going to plunge into a bit of detail. You may find that it's best to open up your Seller Central account now so you can kind of browse through it with me and make sense of what we see there. Okay, so hopefully you've had enough time to open up your Seller Central account now. If you're driving or something, obviously don't try and do this, you know, try and be sensible here, guys. Do it at home, though. It'd be worth doing. So if you go to your Seller Central account and you go to the top, you've got your tabs, click on In Advertising, and underneath that, you'll click on Campaign Manager. Now, guys, I'm working on the basis of SellerCentral.com, Amazon.com in the USA. It's pretty similar in the UK, but I'm just going to keep it simple and work on one platform for now. So then you get to your Campaign Manager. At the top, you have 3 tabs: Campaign Manager, Bulk Operations, and Advertising Settings. Okay, so we're going to go for the Campaigns tab. And then if you scroll down, assuming you set your campaigns up already, if you haven't, then go back to episode 27, guys. It won't make any sense to try and analyze data when you haven't got any. You will, reading left to right, there's a little checkbox, and then you've got either a pause icon or a little green circle, which means that your campaign is active. Then you've got the name of your campaign. So, for example, whiteboard markers, auto whiteboard markers, and Amazon suggestions, or keyword inspector, the different types of campaigns that we ran before. and I'll go over those in a second. Then we've got the status, whether it's paused or active or running, as it would say. I've paused, for example, the campaigns for a product I had that sold out very nice and quickly. Then targeting, which is either manual or auto, and then the start date, end date. I don't normally put an end date on things, but you could do that if you know that you've got a Christmas campaign or something. And then the daily budget, which is normally about $25 to start with. And then I'll up that once I know that the campaign is going to be profitable. Then on the right-hand side, we've got the sort of within a sort of contained box. We have three columns of figures. We have the spend, the sales, and the ACOS, advertising cost of sales. And also, most importantly, top left in that box, we've got a little drop-down menu which will tell you what period of time you're covering. So it will go from today, yesterday, week to date, last week, month to date, last month, year to date, or lifetime. Right? And I strongly suggest if you are going to get any meaningful data out of this stuff that you either use last week or if you've had it running for longer, last month. Okay, the golden rule with analyzing data from any form of pay-per-click advertising, and that includes Amazon ads, is that you let the campaign run for 7 days before you try and analyze the data. Now, if you're brave, you let the campaign run for 7 days and then turn it off for 7 days and then analyze the data. If you're being really scientific about it, that is what you should do. However, I'm quite keen on ranking and making sales. And so from the ranking point of view, i.e. getting ranked by Amazon in search results, you want to keep the campaigns going, all right? But as a compromise, you certainly should wait 7 days after the end of a campaign before you start analyzing the data, right? 7 days in an ideal world. I sometimes leave it 5 days or something because I want to make life simpler, right? So today is Wednesday. So if I'm looking at last week's sales, I haven't quite allowed enough time for sales to come through. But I'll pretend it's, say, Friday. So if you want to work on Friday or Saturday for the previous week, that's probably the ideal day to get this done, okay? And I'm going to go look through. So I'm going to set that to week to last week, okay, the time period. Okay, and then I'm going to look through my spend, sales, and ACOS by campaign. Okay, so then I'm looking at, say, for example, whiteboard markers, keyword inspector by the top competition. Let's call it Zerol. I don't know, it's called Zerol. And I spent last week $581 and I got no sales. So that's not looking very promising, but that's not enough data for me to really tell very much, probably. Then another keyword inspector thing gave me no results at all. And another keyword inspector from one of my rivals, I spent $6.30. I got $24.95 in sales. So that gives me an ACOS of 25%. So that looks interesting. So what I'm going to do next is click on that campaign and I'm going to have a look at the details. So at the top of the campaign, you're going to have two tabs. One is ad group and the other one is campaign settings. So I'm going to look through the ad groups. And again, I'm going to look through the right-hand column. So if I scan left to right across the page, again, I've got a checkbox. I've got the green icon, meaning green circle, meaning yes, this campaign is active. I've got the ad group. Status, which would be running in most cases, default bid, which is the amount that you're going to bid for keyword. That doesn't mean you're going to have to pay it all, but that's the amount that you could end up paying. The number of keywords, which in this case, for example, I've got 12 in the top 1%, a number of ads, and then you come to the right-hand side details, which is impressions, clicks, spend, sales, and ACOS. Let's just deal with those bits of data first. Impression simply means the number of times that an advert was displayed to your searches. Now, sometimes people worry about that. I don't think it's very relevant. If you've got a huge number of impressions and not many clicks, it could mean that your ad isn't very relevant. But then since you aren't in control of the ad itself on Amazon ads, unlike Google ads, I wouldn't spend too much time thinking about that. I'm interested in the number of clicks to a degree. But really the only things that interest me are the spend, the sales, and the ACOS. So I wouldn't spend much time worrying about the other figures for now anyway. So if I look at these campaigns, the top 1%, as I've called my little ad group, which is what I took from the keyword inspector analysis of one of my top competitors. And if you're not sure about that, go back to episode 27. I'll tell you about keyword inspector there. Then that looks interesting. I've got $590 spent, $24.95 in sales, and ACOS of 24%. So that's worth investigating as well. Okay, so that underneath that, then if I go through to ad group, at the top I've got three tabs. I've got ads, keywords, and ad group settings. Okay, so the ads aren't going to tell me very much because Amazon decides how to exactly formulate the ad, and it's based on your product listing. Okay, so you don't need to worry about that really. So I'm going to click onto the keywords tab. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road, really, because I can scroll down and I can arrange things. If I tap on, for example, ACOS, I tap on it twice, it will arrange it in descending order so that I've got my things that cost me nothing and then something that costs me 14%. So I've got quite a lot of keywords where I've made no sales and some where I've spent quite a bit of money. Now, if you're finding you're spending a lot of money and you're making no sales, then that is something to either pause or probably reduce the keyword bid, okay? I've got one keyword here where I made sales and it's the ACOS is only 14%. I spent $352 and I got sales at $24.95. So that's a really powerful keyword. Now, I've got a couple of choices of what I can do with this. One thing I can do is increase the bid, which I'm just going to do right now. And the other thing I can do is to take that keyword and split it off into a separate campaign, which is a good thing to do generally with pay-per-click. It's called a peel and stick. So what you do is you get your keywords that are working well, you put them in a separate campaign, and that means you devote your time and attention to primarily those keywords. Which is, brings me really to another 80-20 analysis example. I mean, 80-20 applies massively to pay-per-click. And really speaking, what you want to be doing is looking for the 20% of keywords that are costing you 80% of your losses and just pause those or massively reduce your bid per keyword. And then you want to find, above all, the 20% of keywords that are making you 80% of your profit and maybe increase your spend on that so that you get more sales. Your profit margin in absolute terms might go down, in relative terms, I mean in percentage terms. But you, if you increase the number of sales, you'll probably still get higher overall profits. Hope that makes sense. And then you want to also break out that keyword and try and find related keywords that might also sell. So, for example, whiteboard markers is what you're selling. Whiteboard pen might be a very powerful keyword that you find actually is a pretty efficient, low ACOS keyword that's making you sales. You might want to take the phrase whiteboard pen and try a bunch of variations in a separate campaign and see if you can get any more juice out of that search term. Okay, so in this particular ad group that I'm looking at, I've kind of chosen a bit of a tough time because I'm so out of stock at the moment, but I'll have more things to report possibly in the future about this. But basically in this ad group, I find that absolutely none of the other keywords have made any sales last week at all. So I might investigate a bit further and go, okay, let's have a look at the year to date and get a bit more data here. And actually, I find that quite a lot of them make very little sales and some of them are a bit expensive. So I found a broad match on whiteboard pens, for example, which is not the exact keyword, but you get the idea, has cost me 133% ACOS earlier in the year. So that's pretty hideous. And then I've got a few other keywords that are looking quite promising. So I'm going to leave those running. Okay. So sometimes if you haven't got much data from the previous week, you can look at the data from the previous month. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get any more stuck into analysis. That gives you a flavor of how you do it. And I think that to get into any more detail, you know, really, I will do two things. First of all, I'll do a video because you can see me talk it through. And secondly, it's the sort of thing that actually I probably should get an expert into an interview about. But two things. First of all, profit margin. So this is the more general sort of points I'm making here now. First of all, profit margin. If you, for example, in my case, I source a widget from overseas, which by the time I've got it landed, the total landed cost, which if you remember from previous episodes, is the manufacturing cost plus the freight plus duty and other customs clearance costs, it's about $4. But by the time I've got it to Amazon, because I have to get it inspected and put some inserts in an FBA inspection, and then I've got Amazon inbound costs, which cheap as they are, also part of the costs, I'm looking at about $5 per unit pre-Amazon costs, as I call it, right? That is part of my cost of goods sold. Now, if I sell that widget for $15, I also have the Amazon sales commission, which is 15%, so in other words, $2.25. And then I have pick and pack and order handling fees and stuff of about $2.63. So nearest, damn it, $5 Amazon costs, yeah? So my total cost of goods sold is $10, right? Or 66%, which leaves me a gross profit margin of 33%. Now, this is a crucial number to know, because if I'm looking at my advertising cost of sales, and my advertising cost of sales on a particular keyword for that product, let's call it a whiteboard marker pen, six pack, all right, let's call it that. And if my gross profit margin is 33%, if my ACOS, my advertising cost of sales, is 33%, then I'm just at break even. If it's over 33%, then on those particular sales that I make via the Amazon pay-per-click adverts, on that particular keyword, I am making a loss. If it's below 33%, the ACOS, then I'm making a profit. Okay? Think about it. For example, if I've got my $15 widget, I've paid $10 to Amazon. If, for example, it costs me a dollar per click for the keyword whiteboard marker pen, okay, and I say that my listing is converting at 20%, which is five clicks for every sale. It's going to cost me $5 in advertising, so five clicks at a dollar each, to make one sale. In other words, my advertising cost of sale is $5 for a $15 product, which is 33%. Okay. Now, you don't need to worry about many of these figures, but you do really need to know what your cost of goods sold is and what your gross profit margin is before advertising, and then you need to know what your ACOS is, okay? So that's the first point I want to make. Second point I want to make is that doesn't give you the whole picture. It gives you a precise picture of the profitability or the break-even or even loss-making of the products that you sell via pay-per-click, via Amazon ads, but it doesn't tell you about the overall picture, because a lot of the time, if you pay for adverts, your product will start selling better. Because it sells better, it starts ranking by Amazon, and that's called organic ranking. In other words, you're not paying for it, and people will start buying your product based on finding it themselves rather than it being advertised to them and them clicking on it, which means you're not paying for that display. You know, if it's an organic search result, you're not paying for that. So the only same way I know to really make total sense of this picture is very simply to do this. I would go to the Amazon Ads Campaign Manager, and I would add up for any particular product all the advertising costs, and then I would go for the same exact period. I would go back to all my Seller Central main page, and I would click through to the sales data, and I would get the most accurate sales data I can. Okay, so for example, it's now Wednesday, the 10th of February. Now, ideally, I would leave this till Friday so that the sales have had time to go through. Yeah? For example, if I'm analyzing last week, I would take the 1st to the 7th of February, and I would get the advertising costs for that. Right, and I'd break it down by campaign, I'd break it down by keyword if necessary. And that could take quite a bit of time, and every so often you've got to take the time to do this. Okay, you're probably not going to do it every week, but at least every month you should be doing it. And when you've got the first product, you've only got one product up, really you probably should take the time to do this. Apart from anything else, it will educate you about this. Okay, so I've got two sets of data. One is I'm going to get it from the Amazon Ads Campaign Manager. And the other thing, I'm going to go to the sales data on the front page of my Seller Central. So if I click on the Amazon Seller Central little sort of icon in the top left, I will go to the front page, and then I would click on underneath sales summary, view more of your sales statistics. I would click on view more of your sales statistics. And then on the left, I've got a series of dashboards, and I would go down to detail page sales and traffic under buy ASIN. I would click on that. And then I'd find the relevant ASIN, and then I would click on the dates, and I would make sure those dates match. So, for example, I'm looking at the 1st to the 7th of Feb, I think I said, didn't I? And then what you'll have is a matching set of data of sales in terms of number of units sold and the amount of money you've made. matched up with the advertising costs for the same period. So what this does is it gives you a global picture of by product. So for in this instance, for example, this horribly selling item has sold $279 in sales and 19 order items. I mean, you know, it is a complete waste of time. I really wish I hadn't bought it, but it shows the 80-20 principle. Like one in five products is going to turn out to be a bad choice. You just got to get them out there. The only regret I have really with this product is that I reordered a large amount of inventory for it. I should have seen the writing on the wall. So that's something I've learned. Anyway, so the advertising cost of sales for that period, I haven't bothered to add up, but it's something like sort of $40 or something. The total sales is $279. So assuming it is $40, and I'm not sure it is, then I would get a total advertising cost of sales for that period of about 14%, which is fine. So I'm not overspending on ads for that particular product, okay? It's really important to get the global picture and the detail picture, okay? The details will tell you which keywords are really profitable and which ones to spend more on and which ones are costing you a load of money without making you sales, or at least maybe they're making you sales at a great loss, and you want to cut those out over time, right? I would differentiate, here's another simple point, but this very important. I would differentiate very strongly between the launch phase and the sort of profit phase. Okay, so when you're first starting out, for example, let's say you've got a product where your rivals have an average review number of, say, you know, the closest people have got, say, 100 reviews, right? You probably want to get maybe 40, 50 reviews to compete with that. At least that's the traditional view. I'm beginning to come around to the idea that actually if you've got really high quality reviews, then that's not so necessary. Yeah. But okay, so maybe you decide you only need 30 quality reviews, whatever that number is for you. Yeah. So if you want to get 30 reviews up and you're no longer ranked, and maybe you're on page 10, until you've got your 30 reviews and you're ranked on page 1 or page 2, wherever it is you're needing to aim to get enough sales to, say, do 10 sales a day, if that's your aim, then until I'm at that point, I will spend quite freely on Amazon ads, as long as I keep an eye on that figure and it doesn't become ridiculous and it doesn't threaten my, you know, bankruptcy, basically, you know, my liquidity, my cash flow. And that's okay, as long as you recognize that you're in launch phase and you're spending aggressively on pay-per-click and you've reduced the price of your product, that's fine. You're going to be making a loss overall on that product. That is not a problem. But at some point, when you've got enough reviews and you're ranking where you roughly want to be and the number of sales per day is about right, then you want to be doing two things. One is ratcheting your price of your product up. And the other one is getting your advertising cost of sales number and your overall advertising spend on that product to the point where you are at least breaking even. And then you need to move on to the point where you're making profit, which is kind of the next phase again, okay? So for example, if you're selling a widget, I very recently had a product that I was selling at I started off selling at about $15 and it hardly sold at all. Now, to be fair, early January is a dead time, which I knew. So nevertheless, after a couple of weeks, I thought, well, this isn't really doing anything. So I reduced the price to about $9.95, which was ridiculously low. It was way below my cost of goods sold, which I reckon by the time I got it to Amazon was about $20 per unit, okay, which is quite high, and it was selling for $10, so a massive loss, okay, but I was doing that in order to get it ranked, and sure enough, it started selling, and I was spending much more aggressively on pay-per-click as well at that point, so I thought, okay, let's get it going, and then I ratcheted every sort of 10 units it sold, I ratcheted the price up by $1 or $2, and I eventually ended up selling that at about $29.95 per unit, managed to do 10 sales a day for a couple of days and then ran out of inventory because I'd got just enough in to make a test, just 200 units. It'd be nice to get more in, but they're very expensive each, so I didn't want to go any further. So what I concluded from that was, yes, I spent heavily on pay-per-click and I was selling the item at a loss. So I was making really a heavy loss per sale to start with. By the time I'd finished, though, my advertising overall costs on average per unit were about $2.50, and my cost of goods sold per unit is about 20. So my overall sort of break-even point per unit was about $22.50. So if I was selling it at over $22.50, I was in profit, and certainly $30 or $29.95, whatever you want to call it, was giving me a decent profit margin of, you know, $8, which over 30 is what, I don't know what that is, so like 27%. Let's give you one more example from my pre-Christmas period when there was a bit more data going because there were more sales flowing. For one of my UK products, the total cost of goods sold was quite high. It was around the $13 mark, partly because when you're in the UK, you've got VAT to add on top. I put it into dollars, even though it was originally in pounds, of course. And the sales price ended up at about $19.95, or, you know, about £13. So there was still profit in it, not as much as I wanted. The gross profit margin was about $6. And the ad spend was as follows. So I added up the total ad spend in 1 week, which was $75 equivalent. I made 98 unit sales in that same week, okay, which is what I got from looking on the right place in Amazon Seller Central under the sales statistics, okay? And as I say, these things are easy to visualize on video, so do subscribe if you haven't already for the videos. And that meant that the average ad spend per sale was just $77. No, it wasn't $77, 77 cents, I should say, sorry. Would be a bit extreme. What I mean by that is the total spend divided by the total number of units sold in that period, okay? So understand that is not going to be the same as the ACOS that's showing your campaign manager, right? Because that only measures the cost of goods that are the cost of advertising for goods that are sold only via the pay per click, right? Here, I'm looking at the total Amazon ad spend divided by the total number of units sold that week, right? So what I want to know is just, is this product line profitable? Am I spending too much on advertising or not, you know? And the answer in this case was it's extremely profitable because per unit, I was making $6.25 gross profit before advertising costs and after advertising costs, what I call true profit. I'm not sure what the accounting word is, but I don't care because I'm the entrepreneur, not an accountant. Was $5.48 per unit, which on a $19.95 product is work it out, but I mean it's sort of about 25%. I could tell you exactly if I look at my calculator, it's 27%. There you go. So that analysis again is an example of what that told me. Yes, this product's profitable at that sales price. Yes, it's worth continuing to advertise at that price, and in fact to increase that advertising cost. The actual ACOS on average across, again, the total ad spend divided by the total sales volume was about 5%, which meant that Amazon ads were extraordinarily good value because between Amazon ads and organic search, I was getting maximum exposure for pretty small amounts of money. So that's an example of why it works well. The point of all this stuff really, guys, is to make sure you can see the wood for the trees. Remember, it's all about profit and it's all about keywords. That's about it, really. That's all we're there to determine. So the keywords cut two ways. One is which keywords are going to be the best value, the best profit to advertise on. And the other side of keywords is optimizing your listing for certain keywords. Okay, so if you find that, for example, if you sell whiteboard markers and actually you're advertising your product in the title as whiteboard marker pen six pack, and actually people search for the phrase not whiteboard marker pen but whiteboard Sharpie, for example, which especially if you're British you might get it wrong in terms of American terminology, then you might go back and change your entire product title to whiteboard Sharpie. I went back and changed the product title of the one that I was just discussing completely based on the keyword searches and the profitability thereof. Okay, now the other thing to think about in terms of keywords and profit and that combination is not just ACOS, i.e. which is most profitable in relative terms. So if you've got, for example, I've had keywords where 4 or 5% ACOS, which is amazing, but they only make about $10 a week in sales, which is lovely, but it's not enough to go and, you know, live a rock star lifestyle. So, you know, you've got to be prepared for the fact that some of the products are going to need keywords that have quite a high ACOS, but it's low enough to be profitable, but the volume makes up for it. So, for example, you might have an ACOS of, say, 20% and a gross profit margin of 33%, so you're only going to make 10% on that overall. But if you're selling, like, you know, $500 a week in sales volume, then that's still worth having, yeah? So you've got to weigh up the ACOS in percentage terms, but also you've got to look at the profit in absolute terms per keyword as well. Okay, hope that all makes some kind of sense. This stuff is not easy to just discuss on a podcast. It's the sort of thing you need to sit down, nitty-gritty detail and go through really, if not live, then on a webinar or something like that. Now, that brings me to another point, which is really that I've been considering expanding what I'm doing here, not so much because I thought it was a great idea, as other people have been starting to ask me, do you do paid mentoring? Do you run meetup groups? Webinars isn't something that anyone's asked about yet, but I suspect that that could be a useful way of dealing with a nitty-gritty thing like this. What I'd also love to do is get other people involved as well who are sort of power sellers or who have a particular expertise. And I do know somebody who's got years of experience of pay-per-click campaigns and would really be able to help us with things like this. So what I'm really saying, guys, is are you interested in any of the above mentoring, meetups in person, in a group, and or webinars wherever I can train you? I mean, webinars I can do for free to a certain point, because it's online and it's leveraged. Once it comes to me taking my own personal time one-to-one or organizing groups, I'm going to have to charge something because it's going to take an awful lot of my time and I need to devote what time I can to my Amazon business. So if I'm going to take time away from it, at least I need to be generating cash that I can then reinvest in the business. So let me know what your thoughts are about that. Go to the Facebook groups, probably the best way to do it, www.amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book, if you're not already a member of the group. As I say, about 150 people there now, so it's big enough to have some quite, you know, experienced people there now that are offering some very helpful advice and input, but also small enough that I will be able to give you some personal attention if you asked any questions. And lots of people do, which I would encourage you to as well, be active. But as I say, once you get past a few hundred, it's going to be past that sweet spot where I can really respond individually to every question. So now is the time to join if you want some handholding and some individual attention. Also, as I said, don't forget to sign up for the Insiders Club to get videos detailing this stuff. I particularly think when it comes to Amazon ads, videos are very, very helpful because you can see something that is harder to explain on a podcast. Hope that's helpful, guys. Give me feedback as ever. Come back to the Facebook group and let me know. That seems to be the main place where people interact. You can also go to the blog and comment on the individual episodes. This is episode 28. So if you want to find it on the blog, it's amazingfba.com/28, where I will always put show notes. I'm not going to go into crazy detail in show notes on this, but I will try and break things down a little bit for you. Other than that, guys, let me know what topics you want to cover. What I have planned is a couple of sort of bigger picture, more strategic stuff that's from business books and a couple of more strategic things from some people I've been following who are Amazon experts, and then also some interviews. So let me know who you would particularly want me to interview. Do you need me to interview my accountant about the numbers side of things? Do you need me to interview my sourcing specialist who knows about China sourcing? He's actually Chinese himself. What is it you need to know? Let me know, guys. Other than that, have a great week. I apologize for the audio quality. I'm looking forward to having a week where I have less of a cold and have a bit more time to devote to the business than I have had in the last couple of weeks. I've moved house. I've been doing the day job. It's been a bit frantic, really. But anyway, we all have periods like that and you just got to soldier on. So I'm looking forward to having about 1,200 units of inventory hit Amazon pretty much any day now. I've got a couple of hundred units live in the UK, so it's all relaunch, relaunch, relaunch as far as I'm concerned. So I'll be passing on any tips that I get from that, from my experiences, and also my Amazon mastermind that I joined recently, where I'm getting some incredible tips with some power sellers, some of whom are doing, you know, several hundred thousand dollars a month in sales. So it's all going to be here, guys, for you. My journey will be shared with you. Please come and help out in the Facebook group and interact if you're experienced. And if you're really quite experienced, get in touch with me. And if you think I might be interested in interviewing you, if you've done, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month or something, then I'd be interested in hearing how you got there from ground zero. Just email me, michael@amazingfba.com. Other than that, guys, have a great week. Remember, learn, do, review, the Holy Trinity. If you don't learn stuff, and you just kind of thrash around doing what you've done before, then you're not going to get very far. But equally, if you learn stuff and you don't do it, that won't do anything either. But you need to review as well. And particularly when it comes to Amazon ads, making sense of the numbers, reviewing is a crucial, crucial part. So don't skip that bit either. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate it. Really looking forward to meeting some of you in person soon if we start doing physical meetups. In the meantime, have a great week, and I'll speak to you in the next podcast.